you are with Jenny and Blake.
Half day today, which is kind of nice. It's actually Friday. It feels like a Friday right before the holidays.
It does. It feels so good to be up and about.
Office is closing early today. I know.
We all get to eat like pigs tomorrow. All of that good stuff.
8:02 right now. 52 degrees. Clear skies. 80 degrees. For a high today, 76 tomorrow. By Saturday, high of only 59, according to Chuck George.
Oh, my gosh. Grab your sweaters.
If you're flying out of town today, we're going to miss you. Have a safe flight wherever you're going. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
So it's the holiday weekend, and what a lot of us like to do traditionally is head to the movies. Dawn with us from Movie Night Traffic Light to talk to us about some new movies hitting theaters. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yes, it's a huge movie weekend or week or whatever it's called. Yeah, so we have tons to talk about today.
And I was at the theater last night. We had the premiere of Enchanted. Are we going to go over that?
Yes, we are.
Okay, the new Disney film. All right.
We're going to save that one for last, but we're going to start with the one that's probably completely opposite of Enchanted, and that is The Mist. Yeah. Now, you know the guy that wrote and directed The Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption wrote and directed this.
No way.
Yeah, and he based it off of the Stephen King story, The Mist.
Stephen King's awesome.
Yeah, so this is one of those movies. And the story starts with there's a big storm, and after the storm, everybody heads to the grocery store to stock up, and then the mist rolls into town, and everybody takes cover in the grocery store, and here's a clip of that happening.
And chaos ensues.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Something in the mist! Something in the mist!
Damn.
Cook John Lee!
Damn, catch your breath.
I could hear him screaming. Shut the doors! Shut the doors,
Micah! Go home. Mist.
Don't go out there. There's something in the mist. Screw that. I'm getting to my car. Mister, no!
Wow.
Well, he's totally right. There are really bad creatures in the mist, and there is no way to fight them. And I was trying to figure out how to describe this movie, because they make you think it's one way during the trailers, but the way to describe it is kind of like War of the Worlds meets Lord of the Flies. Except for you take out every bit of hope in any of those stories.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. And the movie is, it's really that. It's showing what happens to humanity when there's literally no hope left.
Ew.
I know, it's really bad. And
there's
always
a tinge of hope somewhere, Dawn.
I know. Well,
that's
you
what keeps
think...
you wanting to watch the movie.
Exactly. This one doesn't have any. And you would think these people are in a grocery store. They have food and water. They can survive for a while, but they don't do that. They just turn on each other, and it is ugly.
Oh.
I find it hard to believe that the movie didn't have a happy ending.
Maker of The Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption with nothing.
That was that's one of the best movies of all time.
Shawshank Redemption. Yeah. Yes, it is.
And that is what is going to get people to go see this movie. And rumor has it that this guy, he actually changed the ending of the Stephen King story, the real ending of the Stephen King story, to make his own. I have no idea because I didn't read the Stephen King story, so I don't know what the ending is. But this one is absolutely horrible. I mean, with no hope, it's just depressing, it's frustrating, it's tragic, and it's disturbing. And
good to have you on the show today.
Don't worry, it'll turn out better. Okay. But there's no, and I thought about it, and there's really no one I would recommend go see this movie.
Okay.
No one should see this movie. So your Movie Night Traffic Light.
Green light?
It's a red.
Okay. Do not.
Okay.
Do not venture.
Now, this is the one that Jenny wanted to talk about, so we're going to lighten things up a little bit here. This is August Rush. Now, you guys know Freddie Highmore. He's the kid that played Charlie in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and he stars in this, and he's an orphan, and he truly believes that someday he's going to find his real parents through the magic of music.
It's all about music.
That's right.
Is Robin Williams in this movie?
Yes. He is in it.
Plays a cowboy or something?
Carrie Russell?
Carrie Russell's the mother, and the father is Jonathan Reese Myers, and neither one of them know that their son is alive. Well, Carrie finally finds out, and here's a clip of her talking to the social worker of trying to get her son back.
Explain something to me, though. Why now? Why not before? Why is it so important that you want him now?
I've always wanted him. I've waited 11 years, 2 months, and 15 days to find out that he's alive.
Felicity.
Yeah, she's so beautiful.
She is adorable.
Well, Freddie decides to run away from the orphanage, and that's when he runs into Robin Williams, and he takes in kids that are street kids that can perform and make money for him. Well, he finds out that Freddie is freakishly talented when it comes to music, and that's now he doesn't want him to find his parents. He wants to keep him for himself.
Oh,
so there's
creepy.
A little bit of drama there. Yeah, and this is one of those movies. Yeah, this is one of those movies you have to go in willing to believe in the impossible. In fact, the guy I was talking to after the movie said, said, oh, that can't happen. I'm saying, yes, it can. It's the movies.
Of course it can.
Anything can happen in the movies.
So I guess for me, it's if Robin Williams is not playing, you know, a comedic figure in a movie, then he's playing creepy guy.
Yeah. And
so,
he
you know,
is
like,
creepy
like
guy.
Insomnia. Yep. And also, what was the other movie where he was like the picture developer guy?
Oh, yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah. That was super creepy.
He is not that creepy in this. Because
so
this is
not...
PG. This is PG creepy.
Robin Williams plays a great creepy guy.
He sure does.
Yeah. So he doesn't have one of those likable characters like you expect him to have in some of these kind of movies. But it's also one of those movies that has kind of a slow build. So it starts out slow, but every scene gets better than the one before. And it leads up to this incredible ending, which, of course, I cannot tell
Yay!
You about. And the music is amazing.
The mist comes in and kills everybody.
Mist is long gone. We're not talking about the mist anymore. Right. You know, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers actually performs a lot of his own music in the movie.
Oh.
And Carrie even does once. And they have you believing that Freddie is so musically inclined that I thought that maybe when I got home I'd be able to miraculously play the guitar. As it turns out, I could not. So everything is not possible in the real world. But yeah, the characters are really great. And this really is more of a girl movie and a family kind of movie. And it's funny because all the girls I've talked to like this movie. Guys, not so much.
Okay.
So for us girls on our movie night traffic light, I am going to rate August Rush as a green.
So my father is outvoted and my mom and I are taking him to see August Rush.
Your dad's just
going
to have to deal with it.
Love you, Dad.
That's right. All right, let's talk about the last one, The Enchanted, Disney's new fairy tale. And this one is a little bit different because it starts in animation land. Where the queen, played by Susan Sarandon, does not want the prince to marry the true love of his life. So she banishes her to New York City, where she becomes real. And here's a clip just after the prince goes to New York City to try to find his lost princess.
Are you in league with the wicked old hag who sent my poor Giselle to this foul place? Artie?
What say you, sir?
Don't try my patience.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I seek a beautiful girl. My other half, my one coquette. The answer to my love's duet.
I'd like to find one of them too, you know?
Then keep a wary eye out, Artie.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Well, good thing for the princess. She happens to run into McDreamy when she gets to New York. Of course, Patrick Dempsey. And he and his little daughter try to help her, even though he thinks she's a bit nuts. But you never know where you're going to find true love. So
That's
it's very
true.
Sweet. And it isn't exactly a remake of an old fairy tale. It just borrows a bunch of stories from ones we know, like Cinderella and Snow White and even Rumpelstiltskin. So it has a lot of really cool stuff in it.
I think probably the funniest moment in the movie, well, one of the funniest moments, was when the prince actually reunites with Giselle, the princess, and he thanks Patrick Dempsey and his daughter for, you know, kind of looking out for his princess.
Right.
He said, you know, thanks for watching out for my Giselle, you peasants.
And it's funny you say that because the characters, they stay totally into their characters the whole time, and they're totally believable. It's not like once the prince looked around and realized he was the only guy running around Manhattan in a pair of tights. So totally believable.
And that's what makes comedy fantastic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And who better to be in a fairy tale than McDreamy?
No one.
I mean, that totally works. So it's very cute and it's very sappy and it's really good for all of the families out there. This is a good family one. It is a little bit long. I don't know why they do that with these movies, but it is a little bit long, so the littlest ones might get a little bored. But it's very entertaining. It's very cute, and it's a very good holiday movie.
That's pretty good.
Yep. So in our movie night traffic light, I'm going to rate Enchanted is also a green.
Yay! Right.
Got some choices this weekend.
Yeah. Lots of great movies hitting theaters, right?
Movies.
Tons of new movies.
Just do not go see The Mist.
Okay.
I'm telling you, spend your money someplace a lot better.
Great to know. Dawn joining us with movie night traffic light. You can link to her website through ours. 929themountain.com or go directly to movienighttrafficlight.com. Always a treat. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, you guys.
Have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too.
All right, coming up, we promise we'll give you a chance to win tickets to our 4th anniversary holiday concert. That's next.